The world's most powerful earthquake in 40 years, registering 8.9 magnitude, struck off the coast of Indonesia today. The tremor touched off massive tsunamis that hit the coasts of India, Sri Lanka, and other countries throughout Southeast Asia. Wire service reports put the death toll from the quake and the tsunamis at more than 3,000 people in at least five countries. NPR Southeast Asia correspondent Michael Sullivan is on the line from Bangkok. Michael, what can you tell us about the location of the earthquake?
Well, it was centered in the ocean off the tip of Indonesia's Aceh province. That's on the island of Sumatra. And it happened just before 8 this morning local time. And the place where it was centered is only about 200 miles from the southern Thailand islands of Phuket and Phi Phi. Now, these are popular beach resorts most of the year, but even more popular, more crowded this time of year with the Christmas and the New Year's holidays. And the death toll there is up to more than 150 people already in Phuket and Phi Phi alone. And there are hundreds missing, including many divers, were told, who went out early this morning, have yet to return. The southern beaches of Sri Lanka are also very popular this time of year as well, with Sri Lankans and foreign tourists. And the waves generated by this earthquake hit Sri Lanka very hard, too, and southern India, especially the state of Tamil Nadu, which has a long coastline as well.
What reports have you been able to get about destruction in Indonesia?
It's hard to tell at this point because officials there are not giving out a lot of information, but they are saying that more than 400 people are known dead on the island of Sumatra, but there are presumably many, many more still missing there as well. And parts of Sumatra are hard to get to in the best of times. And then, of course, there's been a long-running guerrilla insurgency in Aceh province, with the Indonesian government putting tight restrictions on journalists and non-governmental workers who might want to go there. So it's really hard to tell what's going on there at the moment. We're pretty much relying on what the government is telling us. But Sri Lankan and Indian officials, on the other hand, are giving out quite a bit of information, and they're painting a very grim picture. In Sri Lanka, they're speaking of at least 1,500 dead, and in India, more than 1,000. And, of course, it's still early.
And do these deaths seem to stem from the tsunami or from earthquake damage?
No, they seem to be primarily from the waves that were generated by this earthquake. Some of the eyewitness reports that I've heard, most of the eyewitness reports actually, say that, you know, these big waves just came on quite suddenly, that there was absolutely no real warning, no way of preparing for what was happening. In Sri Lanka, here in Thailand, and in India, eyewitnesses that I've seen or that I've heard speak, their stories are all basically the same. One minute, things seem fine, a sunny Sunday morning in this part of the world, and then, of course, this.
You have traveled extensively in Sri Lanka and India. What are the coastlines like in those areas? Are there towns or cities, fishing villages?
Yes to all of the above. I mean, it's a mixed lot. There's towns, there's cities, there's fishing villages. But they're all pretty much the same in that they're quite close to sea level, and therefore they're very vulnerable to something like this. The waves such as these, which, as you said earlier, was as high as 20 feet, I think, or even more in some places. And many of these towns, these villages, these cities are built pretty close to the water, too, in many cases right on the water. They're right there, just a few feet away, which, of course, makes them vulnerable to something like this. But of course, the cities and the towns, they're going to be a little less vulnerable because they're a little more permanent, if you will, a little better constructed than many of these villages, which, I mean, in this part of the world, are often sometimes no more than just shacks that can and do blow over in a good wind, let alone waves such as this. So I'm sure that it was in many of these villages and these village inhabitants that bore the brunt of what happened today.
And do we also think some of the losses are people who were actually on the water?
Oh, yeah. Some of the eyewitness reports that I've seen here indicate that there were many, many people on the beach already early in the morning. They were either taking strolls along the beach in the morning, or they were jogging on the beach, I've seen reports that have suggested that many people were already swimming in the water when this occurred. So very definitely, people were down there at the waterside and saw this coming.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in Bangkok. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.